Chair. See, when it's cold outside, you gotta wear real shoes. Huh? What's the real time? I don't know. I got three different times. We got 1 minute. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. This morning's Mass is being offered for the special intention for Wade and Suzanne Taylor. Our brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent till the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the Father's right hand to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. Stir up the will of your faithful, we pray, O Lord, that striving more eagerly to bring your divine work to fruitful completion, they may receive in greater measure the healing remedies your kindness bestows. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Sharp.
Thanks be to God.
The responsorial song, "The Lord comes to judge the earth."
The Lord comes to judge the earth.
Say among the nations, "The Lord is king. He has made the world firm, not to be moved. He governs the people with equity."
The Lord comes to judge the earth. Comes to judge the earth.
Before the Lord comes, when he comes to rule the earth, he shall rule the world with justice and with his
holy. The Lord comes to judge the earth.
Alleluia,
alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'The time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. For such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nations will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky." The Gospel of the Lord. This last week of ordinary time, the readings really tend towards that final judgment. And as we heard in the responsorial psalm, the Lord will come to judge the earth. And so our time on earth is a time of preparation for that final judgment. But as Jesus says here, do not be terrified. Do not be afraid. These things may happen. Who knows what exactly he was talking about? We know for sure he was predicting the fall of the temple in Jerusalem. But are there other more prophetic signs associated with this? Maybe, perhaps. But do not be terrified. Do not be afraid. In this week where we're still resting in that fact that Christ is our King, it doesn't matter what happens in the world. It doesn't even matter what happens in the church and the nonsense that goes on, the sin that goes on within the church, because Christ is King. Do not be terrified. And so what is our response? As faithful disciples, as faithful sons and daughters, the prayer we have, the opening prayer, the collect for this week, gives us the answer. Stir up the will of your faithful, so that striving more eagerly to bring your divine work to completion, they may receive in greater measure the healing remedies your kindness bestows. So sometimes these prayers have lots of words and they're kind of hard to follow. Allow your people, increase the desire of your people to do the good works, and then they will receive the reward that your kindness brings. Oftentimes, we fall into this mindset that if we just do all the right things, then we'll get a reward at the end. We just hold tight, avoid any sin, and try not to get in trouble or get caught, then at the end we'll get our reward. What this prayer is saying, what the church teaches, The virtuous life makes us virtuous. As we follow the will of God in our daily life, we begin to reap the benefits. We begin to reap the fruitful harvest today. So that it's a continuous journey on our way towards heaven. And so whatever comes, earthquakes, famines, wars, sin in the church, it doesn't rob us of our peace because Christ is our King. We pray for that grace, that our wills be stirred up, fanned into flame, the grace of our baptism and our confirmation, that we can stay faithful to God's will regardless of what's happening around us. These things will happen, these things have happened, they may happen. But do not be afraid, because Christ is our King. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept sacrifice for the
Accept, O Lord, the sacred offerings which at your bidding we dedicate to your name, and in order that through these gifts we may become worthy of your love, grant us unfailing obedience to your commands. Through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. His death we celebrate in love. His resurrection we confess with living faith, and his coming in glory we await with unwavering hope. And so with all the angels and saints we praise you, as without end we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Felipe, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only to say the word, and my soul shall be healed. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. 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 The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Amen.
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 The body of Christ. Let us pray. We pray, Almighty God, that those to whom you give the joy of participating in divine mysteries may never be parted from you through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. Excellent play. Hey, during the week, well, all the time really, but during the week, if the tabernacle is empty, it's okay to leave the door open once we go there the first time. Because a closed door kind of lets us know that there's the Eucharist is inside. So, it's, I mean, either way it's fine, but it's okay if you leave it open. I have no idea. Maybe he doesn't like the cold weather. I have no idea. It's a good thing you got a loud voice.
I know. I tried to step it up, and then you got up there, and I didn't realize that Steve had brought you.
Yeah. I was like, he's so loud.
Good. Good. Fine. Cold
weather.
And not cold
weather.
We're going
to get colder.
I know. I can't wait. Okay, I gotta go.
All right. Ooh, have fun, be safe.
Okay.
I like to be inside during cold. I don't like the wind.
Yeah, I don't.
Yes, that's the thing about Florida. When it gets cold, it gets windy. I like it when it's cold.
Yeah.
I like to layer up and bundle up.
Yep.
But I don't like the cold wind. Okay.
Yeah. And I've been seeing Jessica from Vineyard. She's doing really well.
Yeah, I can tell. I don't know her very well. You know, she reached out to me and I told her you'd be better for her than I could.
Yeah.
And I could just see from her social media posts.
Yeah. She's persevered and God is faithful. You know, you spend more time with him, you hear more things.
And he works, yeah. And, it might be,
it's all on.
Yeah, well, you know, we got zapped yesterday. Like, one of the cameras that worked the Adoration Chapel doesn't work. We got zapped by the lightning yesterday.
Okay.
So that, it might be on the same circuit.
Oh.
Or, you know, we're in the process of relocating the AMBO. So they've been doing some electrical work.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Where are you moving the AMBO
to? You see that there's a little silver outlet. They added a new outlet that's covered up with a blank plate right now.
Oh, yeah?
It's going to come over about 2 feet, up about 1 foot.
Oh, okay.
Closer to the people of God.
There you go.